So by their fruits you will know them, says the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Gospel of today, this Sunday, teaches us two different aspects by means of a comparison of a good tree. He is warning us about false prophets, and also we are told that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, good works are required. By means of baptism, as we read last Sunday from the teachings of St. Paul, it is by that sacrament by which the Christian has been made free by sin and has a share in the merits of Christ. Original sin is destroyed, and that sacrament is necessary for salvation. As we read from the scriptures that unless a man be born again from the water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Without me, you can do nothing, says the Lord in St. John. God has given us sufficient grace in order to be saved, and everything that is good comes from him. If someone has ever done the spiritual exercises according to St. Ignatius of Loyola, and I will recommend everybody to, at one point, to do the spiritual exercises, the very first thing that we always learn, this before we start a meditation, we start a spiritual conference, is the principle and foundation of our existence. Oh God, why hast thou sent me into this world? And we always think about that. Everybody thinks about that. Why I am here? Sometimes it feels that we don't want to be, but we are. First of all, first thing is because we are created because God loves us. And that's why we are here. God created us because he loves us. He wishes us salvation because of that infinite love for us, his creatures. To be saved, we must know, love, and serve God. And by this means, the salvation of our souls. That's what we always read at the beginning of the meditations with the spiritual exercises of Ignatius Loyola. Man has been created to love, to serve, to adore God, and by this means, the salvation of his soul. Principle and foundation of our existence. God has created me because he loves me. And I'm here to love him, to love God, and love our neighbor. How good, how great a thing is to know, to love, and to serve God. Therefore, all of our efforts must act only for this purpose. And how bitterly shall we regret, says the Curé of Ars, at the hour of our death, the time that we have given to pleasures, to useless conversations, instead of having employed it in prayer, good works, and in weeping our poor sins, then we shall see that we have done nothing for heaven. Worldly people say that it is difficult to save one's soul. Sometimes we are also tempted to think that we should give up, since our sins and vices are so difficult to overcome, or the teachings of the church are too strict. Yet, nothing is easier, says the Curé of Ars, because we forget the most fundamental thing. God does not command the impossible, but by commanding, he teaches you both to do what you can and to ask what you cannot do. And he helps you that you may be able. He helps you that you may be able. Quote from St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, and this teaching comes from the Council of Trent. Christ is the propitiation for our sins, for all of us, sufficiently, for some efficaciously, since the price of his blood is sufficient for the salvation of all. St. Thomas Aquinas commented on St. Timothy. Man must cooperate with the grace received in baptism, by good works, by the observance of the commandments of God and the Church, and to avoid the seven capital sins. Or if you like to put it, to do good and to avoid evil. A principle written in our hearts. In conclusion, if we do this, we are good Christians who labor for the salvation of our souls and then enjoy beforehand the happiness of heaven. Saint Paul talks about today in his epistle about the need of performing good works in our spiritual life by advancing in virtue from day to day. Do you see that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Teaches Saint James the Apostle. For faith, unless hope and charity be added to it, neither unites one perfectly with Christ, nor makes him a living member of his body. Our Lord says that if we want to enter into everlasting life, we need to keep the commandments. We need to preserve that baptismal garb in all purity and right intention. No one should think that by faith alone he is made an heir and will obtain the inheritance, even though he may not suffer with Christ. And if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ, yet so, if we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him, says Saint Paul to the Romans. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Saint Thomas Aquinas says that the hope of grace is twofold. One indeed accompanies the power, and the other the act. But God gives us the power, infusing the virtue and grace whereby man is made capable and apt for the operation, whereas he confers the operation itself according as he works in us interiorly, moving and urging us to be good. St. Augustine comments on today's Gospel that he talks about this the Manichaean heresy that suppose that neither can a soul that is evil be possibly changed for the better, nor one that is good into worse. As though it had been that a good tree cannot become bad, nor a bad tree become good. But St. Augustine says, whereas it is thus said, that a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, nor the reverse. The tree is the soul, that is the man himself, and the fruit is the man's works. An evil man, therefore, cannot work good works, nor a good man evil works. Therefore, if an evil man would work good things, let him first become good. First step of the conversion. But as long as he continues evil, he cannot bring forth good fruits. Like as it is indeed possible that what was once snow should cease to be so, but it cannot be that snow should be warm. So it is possible that he who has been evil should be so no longer. But it is impossible that an evil man should do good. Let us then decide to pursue the good. The application of the words of our Lord is describing probably the scribes and Pharisees. Be aware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. If we consider that we at times have been like these wolves in sheep's clothing, we can attempt to deceive others by our passions and sins, but most of all ourselves by excuses. St. Catherine of Siena remarks that self-love is a tree on which grow nothing but fruits of death, putrid flowers and stained leaves. But the soul who lives virtuously places the root of her tree in the valley of true humility. But those who live thus miserably are planted on the mountain of pride. Whence it follows that since the root of the tree is badly planted, the tree can bear no fruits of life but only of death. Our Lord says that we are the tree. There is one tree, but two wills. Our good will, which produces fruits of light, and that of a bad will, which is darkness. Every Christian may consider himself in a tree in the Lord's vineyard. The divine gardener, Jesus himself, has planted in it productive ground, and our sanctification should be the genuine fruit of our Christian life. We can see today, in the light of this gospel, how much progress have we made in our resolutions? Are we making progress in virtue? How is our response to those things that God is calling us to do? How are the flowers and the fruits of that tree of our soul? Prideful thoughts of the heart, full of hatred and unkindness towards a neighbor? Or a pleasant smell of sanctity, says St. Catherine of Siena. Let us put in mind the words of the post-communion prayer today at Mass, recalling the words of the Lord, that every tree that is not good will be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. We shall reflect that we have a soul to save and an eternity that awaits us. The saints did not all of them begin very well, as we know by the history of the saints. Not all of them had a very good start, but they all ended well. And that would be a consolation for each one of us, that maybe we're not doing well, but we can change. We have one tree and the will to do the good. Our prayer should be that one day we can meet all of those saints in heaven, an eternity that is awaiting for each one of us. God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.